Pop star Lizzo releases pro-abortion ad to promote her clothing brand. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 23, 2023. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris 2020 campaign surrogate and pop star Lizzo published a pro-abortion ad to promote her clothing company, Yeezy, on the 50-year anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The ad featured several others complaining that women are finding it more difficult to kill their unborn children in a post-Roe America. My body is nobody's business. On what would have been the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, we share our stories. Reproductive care is health care, Lizzo said Sunday in a tweet, which featured images of her sporting Yeezy undergarments. Yeezy is body autonomy. We don't just liberate our bodies through clothing. We liberate bodies by raising our voices, the pop star added, before signing off her statement as Lizzo, she/her. The singer went on to say that her clothing brand is committed to uplifting all people, adding, "We are devastated by the reversal of Roe v. Wade." While Lizzo insists that her clothing company is dedicated to all people, the singer made it clear a few months ago in an interview with Vanity Fair that she is not making music for white people. In follow-up tweets on Sunday, Lizzo shared images of more women also complaining about the U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade. All of them also signed off using their pronouns, some of which were he, they, and them. Maisie she/her said she is happy to see people normalizing abortion by openly telling others that they have killed their unborn children. I had my abortion when I was 17 years old. I was screamed at every inch of the way, Maisie said. I'm happy to see people talking more about this. Normalizing saying, I have had an abortion. And that's it. If you can't control your body, what control do you have over your life? It goes beyond abortion, to trans rights and the right to be able to make choices about your future and your life, Kenyatta they/them/there, added. Meanwhile, Chloe she/her, claimed the reversal of Roe v. Wade has impacted me in every way possible, and said she was forced to be pregnant, and then her baby passed away at 2 days old. I'm still fighting the fight for bodily autonomy because no matter what the situation is, everybody deserves the choice, Chloe added. It's not fair to keep someone pregnant who does not want to be, whose baby has medical issues. They deserve to have a choice. Abortion is healthcare, they/he proclaimed. I'm fighting to reshift the narrative around abortion care and make sure the queer and trans communities are talked about whenever we are speaking about healthcare, reproductive justice and abortion care, Ash added. Amelia she/her said it is just devastating that tens of millions of people currently live in a state without legal access to abortion. Last month, Lizzo pushed to normalize abortion at the 2022 People's Choice Awards during her acceptance speech after winning the People's Champion Award. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram,